About 60 seconds, just a very brief thought on the yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. I mentioned this morning that Moshe Rabbeinu's life represents Shleimus in two senses. First of all, he dies on the very day that he was born, on Zayin Adar, based on the Pasuk, Ben Me'av, Yashim Shana Anochi Hayom. Then on this very day, I'm 120. And the number that we know, 120 itself, which has sort of made its way into the Jewish mentality, until 120. So that comes from a Pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, where it says about the human being, Vayu Yamav Me'av Yashrim Shana, that the most God he can live, God says, commenting on the corruption of man, is 120 years old. But it's important to remember, and this is not a medrash, and this is not the comment of some recent authority, it's the comment of the Torah itself in Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not die of old age. The Torah testifies, Lo chahasa eino velo nas lecho. Moshe's eye did not grow dim, and nor did his vigor in any sense diminish. Moshe died, as the Pasuk says, Vayamu sham Moshe eved Hashem al pi Hashem. He died because God told him to. That was his last mitzvah, as it were. God said, your story ends here. Yehoshua is going to take the Jewish people forward. And to me, there is no qualitatively superior demonstration of the Pasuk, Lo chein avdi Moshe bechol beisi ne'emanhu. Moshe's fidelity, Moshe's capacity to be an Eved Hashem, then to achieve the impossible, which is Vayamusha Moshe Eved Hashem Al Pi Hashem. When God says your life is over, Moshe says, that will be my last tzivoy. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Amar Tzakadosh Baruch Hu Zakus is Israel. Lefika Achir Bam Tamitzvah Shenemar Nechvetz Man Sikoy Yagdil Terav Yadir Kaddish Terabanan.